bid you good afternoon, everyone, from Lincoln North Star High School. It's time now for high school volleyball state tournament action. Third place competition, the Johnson Brock Eagles, getting set here to do battle with Norfolk Catholic, the Norfolk Catholic Knights. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Randy Gatula, along with Dalton Knippelmeyer. Dalton, been quite a year for these Johnson Brock girls. They're 27-6. They're one of only four teams in Class C2 that are still playing. So great to be here.
Yeah, it's very good to be here. Even though the Eagles are normally in D1, they got bumped up to C2 this year, but they attacked their schedule this year, and they played well enough to get their bid into the state tournament, and here they are now in the third-place game.
You can't help but wonder if they would have stayed in D1 if they might not be playing for the championship. That's something we'll never know. But obviously it's a notch up when you move up to C2, a little bigger schools, a little more talent there.
It doesn't help that I think the freshman class at Johnson Brock has close to 40 kids in it this year. So that's going to bump you up from D1 to C2, especially when it's girl heavy. It's bumping up pretty quick.
It's good news that enrollment is growing. On the other side of things, it can move you up in the competition here.
Yeah.
We're at Lincoln North Star High School this afternoon for this volleyball game. The Johnson Brock Eagles are 27-6 going into this one. The Norfolk Cats 9-5 coming into this ball game. Norfolk Catholic got a win over UCAN in the first round, and then they were defeated by Lincoln Lutheran in the semifinal. The Johnson Brock Eagles, they got a win over Oakland Craig, which was kind of a revenge win because they got swept 3-0 the week before, and they got a 5-set win over Oakland Craig, and then came up on the short end yesterday with Thayer Central by a three game sweep.
Man,
so that's what puts both of these teams
out. What a game that first round game was.
Yeah.
That was some 5-set match. Update from the Vantage Center here, Lincoln Lutheran has won the Class C2 championship.
So Lincoln Lutheran takes that championship. Okay, we thank you for that. I want to take a minute before we get into this volleyball game to congratulate the Auburn Bulldog football team. After I left volleyball here in Lincoln yesterday afternoon, we made a flying trip over to Ashland where the Auburn Bulldogs faced off with the Ashland Blue Jays, and everybody knows what a powerhouse Ashland Greenwood has been. And last night, another revenge-type game for Auburn. They had played earlier in the season, and I think the final was 41-13 with Ashland Greenwood getting the win back on September 20th. Well, last night, that was not to be. Auburn came Lotus Rivera and got away with a 20-19 win, 20-19, and that means Auburn will advance to the next round, and they will face the Wahoo Warriors. They'll be playing the Wahoo Warriors at Wahoo this coming Friday night, a 7 o'clock kickoff, and we will have live coverage of that game for you. So we want to make sure and let all of our Nemaha County friends know that we will have Wahoo Warrior football and the Auburn Bulldogs coming up next Friday night at 7 o'clock, and we hope you'll certainly join us for that. Let's take a look at the starting lineups now for tonight's game, this afternoon's game, whatever we're doing, I guess, here. For the Norfolk Catholic Knights, they're 29-5 on the season. Reese Timmerman is a 5'5 freshman. She will be the libero. Sid Wadier is the setter. She has 368 assists on the season. She also has 318 kills. Asley Waters is a right side hitter with 213 kills. The middle hitter is Hayden Brummer. Brummer, 118 kills on the season. Ava Wemhoff, a 5'7 freshman and outside hitter with 249 kills. And the leader in kills for Norfolk Catholic is Hannah Hosing. Hosing, just 5'4 and a senior, 462 assists. She is the setter, 462 assists at just 5'4 for the Norfolk Catholic Knights. Let's take a look at the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Nothing changes really from the past two games. 5'6 sophomore Daily Pelican will start at the outside. Hannah Grove, the 5'5 junior, she'll start at outside. Brooklyn Barons, the 5'9 senior, she'll start as the middle blocker. Chloe Weiss, the 5'4 libero, she's a senior. leads the team in digs and serve receives. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, the Eagles setter, 5'9 senior. Charlotte Meschke, the 5'7 junior, she'll play outside hitter, has a big role in this team with 144 digs and 183 kills on the year. And finally, Taryn Ottoman, the 6-foot senior, in the middle. She leads the team with 398 kills, looks to get to 400 kills on the year in this match for Taryn Ottoman.
Just a little bit of a housekeeping issue here. MJ Evans, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. MJ, we're going to break for a 30-second break here if you can get it to us. If not, we will resume our coverage here. We'll step aside for 30 seconds right here. Okay, we'll keep it live here at Lincoln North Star High School as we get set to get ready to move into third place volleyball action. You know, this Rock Eagles team, they've got four seniors out here. They're all great young ladies, but these kids, Brooklyn Behrens, Chloe Weiss, Brooklyn Buckmeyer, Taryn Ottoman, these four young ladies suited up for volleyball for the last time ever. And I'll tell you, something that kind of tugs at the heartstrings of this old guy, when they came out for warm-ups, they came over here to my broadcast table and said, Randy, would you take a picture with us?
Yeah.
Fun stuff. I got my photo taken with the four seniors. Heck, I've already put it up on Facebook and shared it with everybody. Just great kids. Fun to be around. And that's what it's all about with this coverage of high school sports for us. Chance to get to know these kids. Say again. Now, once again. MJ. Once again, we welcome you back here to Lincoln North Star High School. We apologize for the issues we're incurring this afternoon. Anything that involves a computer, what we've learned, Dalton,
it never goes the way you want it.
That's for sure. But we are here. We're ready for volleyball. Johnson Brock Eagles at 27-6. Well,
she's calling somebody on the line, I think.
MJ, you're on the line with us. You're on air. That phone dialing is on air with us.
All right. Okay,
we're ready to get underway here. Looks like the serving will be North Fork Catholic to start this one. A few minor adjustments here with the officials before we get the final whistle that we're ready to get underway. Checking with putting the liberos in. Into the game comes Chloe Weiss at the libero. Seniors giving one another a hug. Get started. We're ready to get after it. First serve is coming from Myla Suckup. Here's the serve. Into the back row. Chloe Weiss picks it up. Forward to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer sets Meschke on the right side. Meschke off the block. Got the kill. Charlotte Meschke with the first kill of the ball of the match. And Johnson Brock. Point Johnson Brock. They jump out to a 1-0 lead. Chloe Weiss to serve now for the Eagles. Chloe Weiss steps to the service line. 5-4 senior libero. Steps forward. Here's the serve. Into the back row. Receive. The setter sets to the left side. They put it over to, on the left to Kenzie Jensen. Jensen can't get it down. Into the net. On the try for the swing there by Jensen. And it'll be another point, Johnson Brock. Eagles
another,
go up 2-0 here early.
Another great start for the Eagles here. Yesterday they got out to a hot start and then kind of fell off a little bit, so let's see if they can keep it rolling here.
Chloe Weiss to serve into the back road. On the left side, picked up. Setter goes to the left, just inside the pin. Blocked back. Weiss sets it to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer with a set to Ottoman. Ottoman tried to dink it over, couldn't get it. Wadier with a set to the left side. Sets it to Wemhoff. Wemhoff can't get it down. There's Ottoman. She's blocked back. And the end of the net called on Johnson Brock. Point goes to Norfolk Catholic.
Yep, Charlotte Meschke in the net there. She was turning around trying to get the set to someone there, and I think her hair got in the net or back of her shoulders.
2-1, Johnson Brock up here in set number one. Hannah Hosing, 5'4 senior, to serve now for the Knights. There's Hosing serve into the back row. Pelican picks it up. Set Pluckmeyer. Sets Ottoman. Ottoman with a kill. Pluckmeyer with a little quick set in the middle that time. And Ottoman was all over. Got it into the back left corner. Just inside the line for the kill. That's Ottoman's first kill of the match. And it's 3-1. Johnson Brock on top. Now serving for the Eagles. Hannah Groth. Groth serves to the left corner. The setter, Hosing, sets it across, not able to handle it, is Groth. The kill goes to Kenzie Jensen. She's the middle hitter, makes it 3-2, Johnson Brock. Here's Clara Heller into the lineup. Heller comes in now, replacing Groth. Hannah Groth sets out. Clara Heller comes into play in the back row. Serving, Ava Wemhoff. Wemhoff, just a freshman, 5'7", getting the start here. She's got 249 kills as an outside hitter. Wemhoff serve. Picked up by Weiss. The pass comes forward. There's the set, and oh, they misjudged the set there. Trying to get it over to Ottoman. There was Buckmeyer, the setter, and it went over her head. Taryn couldn't reach back for it. Point goes to Norfolk Catholic. Again, the serve from Wemhoff, the freshman. Wemhoff serve. Weiss picks it up in the back row. Passes forward. There's a set on the right side to Metzke. Metzke off the tape. Couldn't get it to drop. On the far side, a big swing, picked up in the back row by Heller, set to the near side, Metzke. Metzke tries to go down the left line, couldn't get it there. Little dink across, Weiss is there for it. Again, set to Ottoman, a little dink. It comes back over the net, Ottoman passes off to the near side, Metzke. Metzke gets blocked, it goes out of bounds off the block. Point goes to Johnson Brock. Metzke,
looks like a kill there for Metzke already in this game. Eagles take a 4-3 lead here in the first set.
Set number one, third place, Class C2 state tournament volleyball action here from Lincoln North Star High School. Back to serve for Johnson Brock. Charlotte Metzke, she approaches the service line. Ooh, just got it over the tape, rolled it over. Set across to the far side, the swing drops in, and with the kill, couldn't pick up that number.
That was Ansley Waters.
Six, okay. Waters, Ansley Waters, 5'9", junior. Waters with the kill from just inside the pin over on the left side. Now back serving is Reese Timmerman, another freshman in there. Timmerman serve picked up. Gonna get the set to Ottoman, and oh, Ottoman got it blocked, and it hit the antenna. Point goes to Norfolk Catholic. 5-4 your score now. Again serving Reese Timmerman, the 5'5 freshman libero. Timmerman very methodically with the jump serve. Metzke passes it forward. Ottoman, they're kind of out of sync here on this. Between the setter and Ottoman, Ottoman and Buckmeyer are having a hard time getting in sync.
Very low pass there for Metzke, too. Buckmeyer tried to get it up and got caught with the double
All right.
there.
6-4 now. Norfolk Catholic up by two. There's a little lob of a serve. This time they'll set Ottoman, and she puts a hammer on it. That was a set there that came from Buckmeyer to Taryn Ottoman, and Ottoman just hammered it down and found the four on the right side just off the net.
Second kill now for Ottoman to start this match.
6-5 the score now. Johnson Brock got the serve. The other serving will be Taryn Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman, 6-foot senior, playing her final match here for Johnson Brock. Almost had an ace back there, but Timmerman saves it, puts a free ball over. Here's Buckmeyer with a set now to Behrens. There to pick it up is Ottoman. Out of the near side, Pelican with the swing. Pelican with the kill. That's her first kill of the afternoon. Daly Pelican, just a sophomore, 5'6". Came into the tournament with 191 kills. That's not a bad workload for a sophomore. And she just got her first kill of the afternoon here at Lincoln North Star. We're all tied at 6 apiece in set number one. You serve. Oh, a low serve barely cleared the tape. Waters is going to take a swing. A little deep comes across. Weiss is there to pick it up to the near side. Pelican with a swing. Pelican got it down, and she'll have her second kill. Two serves in a row in which Pelican comes away with a kill, and you'd like to see her get going. Once Daly Pelican gets rolling, she can be dangerous.
That was a nice start from here. Her, she just came into the front row from the back, and two kills in a row for her.
She can be dangerous here. All right, there's Ottoman serve. They're going to set Waters. No, they're going to set it to the middle instead. The set went to Brummer. Brummer got it off the block for the kill. Brummer with the kill. Point goes to Norfolk Catholic. We're tied at 7 apiece, set number one. Third place match, Class C1, Nebraska Girls State Volleyball Tournament. We don't have ball shaggers here like we do over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. They
got to actually chase the balls.
Yeah, they got to actually chase it down and go get it. Tied at 7. Back to serve. Coming forward is going to be Wattier, that is. We got Waters and Wattier. Oh, there's a block, and that was a great job up in the middle on the middle block there for Norfolk Catholic. Getting the block was Hayden Brummer. Back to serve now, Ansley Waters. This is Waters. We got Wattier and Waters in there. Waters serving. In the back row, picked up by Clara Heller. Heller passes forward to Buckmeyer, set to Behrens. They're going to have a double touch call on the center. And she knew it. You can see the look on Brooklyn's face. Point goes to Norfolk Catholic, 9-7. The Knights are up now by 2. Serving once again is Waters. In the back row, they pass it forward. There's Pelican. Oh, and she got blocked back. Another great block there by Hayden Brummer. Brummer's a 5'9 junior, and she's doing a good job of getting up there on the net and getting the block for the Knights. Norfolk Catholic up by 3 now. Their biggest lead here in set number 1. 10-7 is our score. Sid Wattier with the serve. Wattier received by Weiss. Forward it comes to Buckmeyer. Set to Behrens. Behrens with a little bit of descent. Went up, looked for all the world like she was going to hammer it straight down, and then she just dinked it off to her left and found the
nice
floor.
Nice tip there from Brooke and Behrens. She had two blockers in front of her and tipped it to the left, found the open space of the floor right in front of the net on the Norfolk Catholic side of the floor.
Hannah Groth back on the floor now to play in the front row. Here's the serve from Buckmeyer. Oh, they hammered that one down. Weiss not able to get to it. With the kill, over on the far side was Ansley Waters. And now, back to serve. What do we got? Is that 10?
Yeah.
That's going to be Mallory Wolf, a 5'8 outside hitter, a junior. Wolf serve. Weiss receives. Passes forward to Buckmeyer. Set to the back row for Ottoman. She takes a swing out of the back row. The other direction into the net. Won't get there. And it'll end up here by her table. Goes out. Point goes Johnson Brock.
Nice block there from Brooklyn Behrens in the middle. Solo block for her on her own.
Lady Eagles back within 2 now. 11-9. Johnson Brock trailing here in set number 1. Daly Pelican serving. Pelican service. Drops into the back row. Across the back to Pelican. She sets it forward to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer to Meske. Meske with a hard swing is dug out in the corner. Back down the left line, and they got it in just barely. Ava Wemhoff got the kill, and the point will go to Norfolk Catholic. 12-9, Norfolk Catholic Knights leading the Johnson Brock Eagles here at Lincoln North Star. But a little hard time with those tiny red numbers on black jerseys here. There's a service in the back row. Pelican picks it up. Set to Charlotte Meske. Meske off the block. She'll have the kill. Charlotte Meske with a good hard swing.
Now her third kill leads Johnson Brock.
And bring Taryn Ottoman back into the front row. She will come in now replacing Brooklyn Behrens. Boy, Behrens had a neat little dink here while we go that kill, wouldn't it? There's a Chloe Weiss's serve picked up in the middle back. Coming forward, a big hard swing put out there by Kenzie Jansen. Ottoman returns a favor and dropped it down. Ottoman got it in on the back line, got the touch point. Johnson Brock, Eagles back within 1.
Very nice recovery from the Eagles there. Pelican had to pass low to the floor. Meske put it up, but Ottoman got the kill there.
Set number 1 here at North Star. Johnson Brock still down by 1. Here's a service from Weiss. The set comes from Wattier into the back row. There's a swing dug out nicely in the back row by Pelican. Now Ottoman with a big swing, and she'll get the kill. Ottoman put it off the fingertips of Mallory Wolf. Wolf just not able to handle that bullet that came across from Ottoman.
Two kills in a row there for Taryn Ottoman. Ties this game up at 12.
All right, Chloe Weiss going to try and put Johnson Brock up with his serve. Man in the back row picked up by Timmerman. The setter sets to the left side. It gets across. Weiss digs it out in the back. There's a back set. Goes to Groth. Groth couldn't get it to drop. They found it in the back. Set the other direction where the swing is. Wemhoff. She can't get it down. Blocked nicely by Groth. There's a little dink. Trying to get under it was Weiss. Not able to get there. They had a block set with Ottoman. And instead of trying to hammer it through the block, they just flipped the ball down to the left side and got it to the floor.
Very impressive tip over their block there from Norfolk Catholic, trying the open spot on the floor.
Hannah Hosing, the 5'4 senior, the setter in to serve now. Buckmeyer will again set Ottoman here on the near side. It is blocked back. Boy, they're doing a great job on Taryn Ottoman, getting a double block up in front of her. Point goes to Norfolk Catholic. That puts the Knights up by two once again, 14-12 here in set number one. Hosing with the service error into the net. Haven't seen a lot of that, the first service error here this afternoon, I think. We saw plenty of them over at PBA earlier this week. Hannah Groth will serve now for the Johnson Brock Eagles. There's Groth's serve. It clears into the lower back left corner. And across, had to dig it out. Great job by Pelican. Good effort. Chloe Weiss gets the free ball across. That was a good defensive effort there. There's a swing and a block by Ottoman. The swing by Kenzie Jensen, a six-foot senior. Ottoman was there to block it back at her. Point goes to Johnson Brock. We're tied once again at 14 each here in set number one. Across court it comes. The setter goes across the water. Off and a block by Buckmeyer, I think, got that one. Ottoman was over there, too, but I think it was Buckmeyer that put that one back in her face. The swing was put across by Kenzie Jansen. She's a six-foot senior, but Buckmeyer got up and put it right back to her. Hannah Groth on the serve. Just tipped it off the tape and got it down. Hosing with the set to the left side. Blocked away. Great job by Buckmeyer to put that one over her shoulder.
She had it out on the kill attempt to hit the antenna.
It hit the antenna on the out, so the point goes to Johnson Brock, and the Eagles have taken a two-point lead. 16-14. We've got timeout taking Norfolk Catholic. We'll try and take a break here, MJ, if you can for us. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Live here at Lincoln North Star. MJ, could you just come with us for a second to make sure you're there? Okay. Okay, just want to make sure we're still on the air. Apparently a power surge created a bit of an issue back at the Sunny Studios. And you get Randy and Dalton, but I don't think you're going to get to hear right now from any of our commercial sponsors. Hopefully we'll get that remedied after last night's power surge and get that fixed up before the end of the broadcast. In the meanwhile, we'll just keep enjoying volleyball. And you know, it's your turn to talk now, Dalton, while I get a drink of water.
I think one thing the Eagles are doing better here is that they're covering the tips that Norfolk Catholic is putting over their blocks better, and they're recovering better from it. So I don't know how many points they got put on them in the past few days from that.
Hannah Groth to serve. The set from Hosing goes to Waters into the middle. Dug out Pelican in the back. Over fast goes with a free ball. Now from the near side, there's a swing that drops into the back row and the kill. Game from Hosing. Point goes Norfolk Catholic. 16-15. Johnson Brock still up by one. Clara Heller checks into the lineup. Heller comes in. She will replace Hannah Groth in that back row. So you've got Heller, Price, and Pelican in the back row to receive this serve from Wemhoff. Wemhoff picked up by Weiss. Forward it goes. There's a set to Metzke. And Metzke got the little finesse kill.
Yeah.
Just dumped it over the... over the tape.
Came in, I think from the back row. No, she was from the front row. Tipped it around the two blockers there and found the open spot in the front right.
Charlotte Metzke to serve for Johnson Brock. Metzke drops it into the back row. Oh, collision. Three players laying on the floor. That would be a good time to hammer one across, wouldn't it? There's Ottoman. Got blocked.
Yep.
And the point's going to be Johnson Brock. They were in the net.
Yep. Ottoman on the slide there went off the block. He hit the antenna. That puts Ottoman up to her fifth kill now.
18-15. Johnson Brock up by three. Metzke serving. Into the back row deep. They push it forward. From the right side, it went off the block of Ottoman. The kill's going to go to Kenzie Jansen. You know, Kenzie Jansen has been active here, and she wasn't even listed among their leaders in kills or anything. Six-foot senior.
Yeah.
She's back on the bench now, but Reese Timmerman, the freshman libero, in to serve now for Norfolk Catholic. There's Heller, passes forward to Ottoman, set to Pelican. Pelican tried to change it up a little and put it over the block, couldn't get it down. Waters had it blocked right back by Ottoman, and then it came down on the Johnson Brock side of the net, and the point goes to Norfolk Catholic. 18-17, Johnson Brock up by one here in set number one. Lincoln Lutheran took the championship in C2 a little bit earlier this afternoon over at the Bob Devaney Center. Reese Timmerman serving here. Timmerman picked up in the back by Metschke. There's Ottoman. Oh, that combination is hard to stop. They were right over on the right antenna. And that's one of those where Ottoman goes up and smashes it on the way up. Instead of letting the ball go up and come down and then hit, it is what I call a quick set.
Yeah, that's what you like to see from your middle blockers there. That's kind of what the Huskers see from Andy Jackson and Becky Hellick.
Yeah, they just caught Norfolk Catholic not ready for it. Here's Ottoman serve now. 19-17, Johnson Brock by two. Swing from the right side by Wattier. Waters, I get Waters and Wattier tied up here. That's Wattier.
Yeah, went off the blocking out there.
So we'll make it 19-18. Johnson Brock serving is Wattier. Weiss passes forward to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer will set Behrens. And there, great job by Behrens. She got up there again, and that ball was kind of setting on the tape, and Behrens just tipped it across and dropped it straight down. I'm always impressed with what Brooklyn Behrens does. She sees limited action only on the front row, but, boy, she makes the most of every play when she's in the match.
She's very good at going up and seeing the gaps on the floor.
Yeah. Serving now, Buckmeyer. They'll set to the right side. Oh, great dig there by Groth. And up by Buckmeyer. Ottoman to the near side. Pelican with a swing. Pelican gets the kill. Give Ottoman credit for the back set to find Pelican here. It would have been real easy for Ottoman to just put a free ball over the net. Going to have another time taken here. 21-18. Johnson Brock up by three. And we'll try one more time here. I'll tell you what we're going to do with you. MJ Evans, our producer-engineer, doing her best back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. We're going to check in here one more time, and then, Emma, we won't break for any more spots unless you come on and tell us you're up and ready. So we'll take a 30-second break, possibly, right here. Back at the Sunny 101.3 studio, but we're proud to be on the air from Lincoln North Star. This would not be the first time we've done a two-hour marathon. I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
If there's anything you learn in the world of radio, things can and will happen, especially involving live broadcast. We're just happy that we're able to be on the air with you here this afternoon on Sunny 101.3. I'm Randy Gatula along with Dalton Knippelmeyer bringing you the game. That one is safe from going out. Then it comes out on the near side, and the point is going to go to Johnson Brock. Eagles on the verge of maybe closing out this first set. They're up by four now, 22-18. Brooklyn Buckmeyer is serving. There's Buckmeyer's serve into the back row. Passing it forward. Coming forward is Wattier. Across court, picked up by Weiss. Set to the middle out of the back row to Ottoman. Just a little timing issue there. Ottoman not able to get a hold of the thing and puts it into the net.
She tried for the roll shot there out of the back row and just kind of hit the bottom of her palm and rolled right into the net.
All right, now serving Mallory Wolf into serve. Wolf serve in the back row. Weiss forward Buckmeyer, near side Groth. Groth couldn't get it down. That was close. And a free ball came across to there. Behrens with the kill. You don't want to do an overpass to Brooklyn Behrens. She saw an opportunity, and Behrens just smashed that one. Kill goes to Brooklyn Behrens. 23-19. Johnson Brock up by five. Set number one here at North Star High School. Out on north end of 27th Street here in Lincoln. Serving is Pelican, an old service error. That one's out to the left side. Daly immediately looks over to the coaching staff and as if to say, I'm sorry. It was just wide left of the line here. Makes it 23-20. Johnson Brock up by three. Norfolk Catholic serving. I think that's going to be a Brummer. Into the net. Service error. Return to favor. Tit for tat here. They won. One of them goes out to the left side. This one went straight into the net.
Give a little credit to the Johnson Brock student section. I'm not sure what they yelled during her serve, but it messed her up.
Here's set point. 24-20. Johnson Brock serving his vice. Set point here. There's a swing back row. Pelican got it. Pass comes over. Ottoman for the set. Nope. Couldn't get it down. Dug out in the back row. Now from the left side. Swing. Blocked away nicely by Metschke. Metschke got the block. Another swing from the near side. In the back row. And up by Buckmeyer. They'll set it to the far side. Overpass. Didn't get to it. Point's going to go to Norfolk Catholic. 24-21. This will be the second set point for the Johnson Brock Eagles. We'll see who's going to be serving. It'll be Hannah Hosing, the 5'4 senior.
The Eagles are in prime position here. You got Taryn Ottoman in the front row, and you want to give her the ball.
They should be able to close this out. Pelican, pass to Buckmeyer, set to Ottoman, got blocked. They try to save it. They got it over. Great defense. All right, here comes another swing from the near side, and that's going to go off of Weiss and a point to Northport Catholic. Here come the Knights, 24-22. This is going to be the third set point now for Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock trying to close out set number one. Third set point coming up. Service from Hosing. Weiss digs it out to Hannah Grove. Weiss will put a free ball over to Norfolk Catholic. That's not the way to get it done. There's a swing, and that's out.
Out.
Point,
yeah.
Johnson Brock. The Johnson Brock Eagles take set number one.
Hold on.
We got a touch here, Randy.
Oh, wait a minute. What do we got? They ruled it.
This line judge ruled it out.
Oh.
One on the far side called a touch.
Got ahead of myself. Okay. I thought they wrapped that one up. Now suddenly it's 24-23. Hosing serve it. Weiss comes to Meske. Meske to Groth. Groth puts it across. They ruled a touch. I thought they said that puppy was out of there. And there goes a point to Norfolk Catholic. It's not over yet, folks. We're tied at 24 apiece. Johnson Brock's going to take a timeout here. The Johnson Brock Eagles will take a timeout. Okay. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3. Tied at 24, serving Anna Hosing into the back row. Pelican to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer sets Ottoman. Ottoman just kind of a little floater of a swing across. Buckmeyer gets it up. Battle at the net. Ottoman wins it. Ottoman went one on one there with Wemhoff. And Ottoman is bigger, stronger, and taller than Wemhoff. And point. Point Johnson Brock. Eagles up 25-24 here in set number one. Back serving. Going to be Hannah Grove. They'll set it to the right side. Nice job by Grove with the up to Buckmeyer. The set to Meske. Meske tried to put it down the left side. Couldn't get it to drop. A swing the other direction. There's Weiss. Passes forward. Quick set goes to Ottoman. Ottoman couldn't get it down. Boy, they're playing great defense in that back row. There's an out. And this time, Johnson Brock does get it. It'll be a win for Johnson Brock in set number one. Johnson Brock, 26. And Northward Catholic, 24. 26-24 here in our first set. Johnson Brock takes set number one. Well, we got a couple of minutes of live air here at Dalton Knippelmeyer. Let's talk a little bit about the football season and what's going on. The Auburn Bulldogs, a huge win last night at Ashland Greenwood. I had the pleasure of calling that with my friend Coach Mark Oliver. Bulldogs came away with a 20-19 win, and they were down late in the ballgame.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised Ashland Greenwood had the football deep in their own territory, and they were up and tried to throw a little pass out into the flat, and Binder was out there. Lance Binder jumped the route, intercepted the ball, returned it all the way down to the 3-yard line. I think he caught it around the 15 or 20.
Yeah.
Returned it to the 3. They got it to the 3-yard line, and from there it did take 3 more plays to get those 3 yards, but Auburn managed to punch it in, and they escaped Ashland last night with a 19-20 win over Ashland Greenwood. Now, what that does, that sets up a matchup with another powerhouse in Class C1, the Wahoo Warriors. Auburn will be traveling out to Wahoo this coming Friday night. I talked to Jason Palmer, the athletic director at Auburn High School. He told me the kickoff time has been set at 7 o'clock, We want to assure you we will have live coverage of that Auburn Bulldog game, either here on Sunny 101.3 or possibly on KTNC. Either way, you can hear it anywhere in the world on our MSC radio app on your phone and also online at mscsports.net. You just click on Listen Live and select the respective station, either KLZA for Sunny 101.3 or KTNC, and you'll be able to hear live high school football. Again, that's coming up this Friday night, pregame show at 6:40, and the kickoff set for 7 o'clock. We hope you'll join us for that.
Where did they say they have to go, or do they get a home game?
Not sure.
Not sure yet.
Well, this is the semifinals. If they win there, they go to Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
That'll be in Lincoln. So
yeah.
Wahoo gets the home game. We know that for sure. Then they go to Memorial Stadium, and I believe that game would be played on the Tuesday, I think. I don't know what time.
Yeah.
It seems like I saw something that C1 is played on Tuesday. And it's always fun to get up to Memorial Stadium and look out of that press box. I'll give you a hint. Bring your binoculars.
Oh, I know.
Long ways from the field.
Were you up there in 2018 for our state championship?
Sure was. Here we go. Moving to set number two. Johnson Brock serving Chloe Weiss into the back row. Set to Waters on the left side. That's going to be long in the back line corner. And wait a minute.
Whoa.
What happened here?
Good touch. This line judge, he has switched sides now. He is now on our side of the court. And that is the second time that he has called touch when it is on the opposite side of the net from him.
And when the up official that's right on top of the play doesn't call it. Now, that's concerning. Here we go. Buckmeyer's going to have to come and get it out of the net. Sets it to Ottoman. Gets blocked right back. Weiss puts it back to Pelican. They're going to say they had a lift on there.
A lift on Ottoman.
Now, Taryn Ottoman, the captain here for Johnson Brock, is going over to the up official and asking for an explanation. What in the world was that about? I've always been amused by that, how the captain can go over and talk to the official.
I mean, it's not going to change anything. Maybe it's just
it never
for,
does.
Like, it's got to be just for, like, clarification, but...
Posing to serve. Here's the set to Ottoman. She's hitting the ball hard, and they're digging it out. That was a great job by Timmerman. There's a nice up by Buckmeyer. Oh, they almost stood there and watched it drop between them. Groth at the last minute put the free ball across. Groth can't handle that one. That kill from Sid Wattier. Wattier, 5'9 junior, got the kill. And Norfolk Catholic has jumped out 3-0 on Johnson Brock here in set number two after Johnson Brock took the first set. Serving again is Hosing. Pelican forward to Buckmeyer to the near side. Metzke tried the little floater. Great up on that, and they got a hand under it. No, they're going to say it hit the floor. Reese Timmerman thought she got under it with her hand, but the official says no. Timmerman, just 5'5 and a freshman. She's a little barrel. I thought she had her hand under it, but it was hard to say.
I don't know. I don't even know what's going on anymore. They just call what they want.
Hannah Groth is serving. There's a swing in the middle. By Kenzie Jansen. Block back. Point goes Johnson Brock. 3-2. Johnson Brock fell behind 3-0 early. They're back within one now at 3-2 here at Lincoln's North Star High School. Back to serve is Hannah Groth. Groth to the left side at the net. Goes across. And again, there's a swing on the right and down. Put down by Charlotte Metzke, got that one.
Yep, she got it through the block for the kill there, and that's her sixth kill now on the match.
Again, Hannah Groth will be serving. She's tied the match up at 3-3. Hannah Groth gets the service across. Timmerman in the back row receives, set to Wattier. And that one is in. Point's going to go to Norfolk Catholic. Here's Clara Heller back onto the floor. Clara Heller checking in to replace Hannah Groth now. And back to serve for Norfolk Catholic will be Wemhoff. Wemhoff is serving. There's a serve in the back row. Pelican passes forward. Buckmeyer set to off the block. There's the swing. No, got the antenna. The set came to Ottoman, but the ball got the antenna on the swing. That's out, and the point goes to Norfolk Catholic.
Tried hitting down the left side line there and hit the antenna.
Knights back up by 2 now, 5-3 in the back row. Weiss set to Ottoman. It was no stopping Ottoman that time. Jansen got up there in front of her, and Ottoman just powered the ball right through that block. and dropped it down. Point goes to Johnson Brock. Eagles back within one, 5-4 in set number two. Serving, Charlotte Metzke. Oh, the Hosing just dumped it across. Buckmeyer again set to Ottoman. Ottoman tried to just finesse one across, couldn't get it. There's a back set to the right side to Pelican. Pelican almost got a kill. They managed to flip it up into the back row. A little bit of misjudgment there. Great job by Metzke to come out of the back row and get there. Pelican again with a swing off the block, and she'll have the kill. Daly Pelican, the sophomore, making her presence known. You know, Daly Pelican is only 5'6", and she's up there swinging against a girl that's trying to block her who's 6 foot tall. Kenzie Jansen is 6 feet. And Pelican still got it through that block and got it down. We're tied at 5 apiece. Oh, service error for Charlotte Metzke. That doggone service error creeps into the thing every once in a while, and that gives a point over to Norfolk Catholic, puts them back up by 1, 6-5. Johnson Brock took number one here. It was 26-24, but right now they trail in the second set. Set to Ottoman. Oh, Ottoman found an open spot. How's that Babe Ruth used to see? Hit it where they ain't.
Yeah. She's up to 8 kills already.
Yeah. That was a nice job there. There was nobody there to even contest that one. Lots of open real estate in that back right corner, and Ottoman found it. Tied at 6 now here in set number 2 with Taryn Ottoman serving. Ottoman puts it to the back row to Hosing. The set comes forward. That was Jansen swings. Ball overpass went into the back. Across the net, that's Waters with a swing, and she'll get the kill. Ansley Waters, 5'9 junior, got the kill on the far side. Here's Danny Carney in for the first time today. Carney checking into the lineup. And Mallory Wolf also onto the floor for Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights are substituting here. Serving is Wattier. Wattier to the back row where Weiss receives the serve. Passes forward to Buckmeyer. Back row set goes to Ottoman. Ottoman with a swing from the back row. The other direction trying for the kill is out, and the point goes to Johnson
Brock. That one's not touched. No debate on that one.
Hard-fought contest here. Heller will come out. Back in for Johnson Brock is Hannah Groth. Groth replacing Clara Heller. Tied at 7 in set number 2. We're live from Lincoln North Star High School. This is Bruckmeyer with the serve. Oh, they tipped it across. Pelican couldn't get it. Tried to flip it over in the direction of Behrens. And the ball drops on the Johnson Brock side of the net. And the point goes to the Knights. And Norfolk Catholic, once again, right up by 1 quickly. 8-7. Serving for Norfolk Catholic, Mallory Wolf. Wolf with the jump serve in the middle. Is received here on the near side. Across set goes to Pelican. Pelican got it down. That was a little finesse kill. Pelican just flipped it down the net away from the two blockers and found the floor at midcourt.
That's pretty good job of her by there. The set was off, and she got the tip with her left hand on the left side of the blockers down the middle of the floor.
Charlotte Metzke back into the front row now, replacing the libero, Chloe Weiss. Metzke in that front row. Again, they'll set to Jansen in the middle. Jansen
out.
It's out, and the point goes to Johnson Brock. There was no touch on that one. I was scared this guy might call another touch here. I don't trust him anymore.
I know. You got to double-check yourself now. Back serve for the Eagles here is Daly Pelican. She's the 5'6", 4 outside hitter for them.
It's received in the center. Almost had the ace there. A little dink comes across. Oh, great job for Buckmeyer to get into that one. Johnson Brock still alive. He'll get the point.
Wow.
Credit that point to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. What a save.
One heck of a pancake by Brooklyn Buckmeyer.
That's one of those little things. You give up your body, dive forward onto the floor, and just get that hand out underneath that ball.
That's like Lexi Rodriguez out there.
Yeah, that was. There's a Pelican serve into the back corner on the right side. Almost out, but they play it. There's a nice block by Behrens. Behrens blocked it back, and they're still got it in play. We're going to get a free ball back to Pelican in the back row. Pass to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer sets Metzke. Metzke with a swing and a kill. Charlotte Metzke got it down. Johnson Brock up by 2 now. Up by 3, rather, 11-8. We're going to have another timeout on the floor here. MJ Evans, we're going to try one more time to check in with you here. Hopefully someone is working on repairing the issue back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. MJ, can you help us here?
and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Dumpster, Sunnyside Rinks and Tanning in Johnson, as well as Hall Mortuary and Funeral Chapel, all helping to present this afternoon's coverage. Here's a serve received by Chloe Weiss in the backcourt. Set to the near side to Meske. Blocked back to Meske. Buckmeyer will now set Pelican out of the row. Pelican with a nice swing. Couldn't get it down. To the left side, there's a cry for the kill. Dug out by Weiss. Set goes to Behrens. Behrens puts it over. They dug that one out. Now Jansen with a little dink. Picked up by Groth. Groth to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer sets Meske. Meske, another little tap across. No hard swing. Couldn't get it down. Back row, Pelican passes forward to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer will set Groth on the right side. Groth swing is dug out. This is some great volleyball right here. Jansen to the back row. Weiss again comes to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer sets Behrens. Behrens gets blocked back. It comes to the near side to Meske. Meske with a swing. It won't go down. This is some great defense here, folks. Now from the near side, Waters, and it goes into the net. Trying to get the swing for North Fork Catholic was Danny Carney. It went into the net, and the point goes to Johnson Brock.
What a rally there. I got tired watching.
Wow, that was quite a deal. 12-9 now. Johnson Brock up by three. Set number two. The Eagles won the first set 26-24. Back to serve. Chloe Weiss. Hosing in the back row, puts it forward to Jansen. Across the net, it comes a free ball. Meske just tries to dink one over, couldn't get it down, but she got into the net. Net violation, Johnson Brock. Point goes to North Fork Catholic. 12-10, North Fork Catholic trailing Johnson Brock here in set number two. Serving is Hannah Hosing, the senior setter. Back row, Charlotte Meske receives the serve, puts the pass forward to Buckmeyer, who sets Ottoman. Ottoman got blocked. Now they'll set Meske on the near side. It got blocked. Ottoman with the up. Buckmeyer with the back set to Groth. And Groth puts it in across there. That was great offense. As that volleyball was flipped over to the right side, just inside the pin, and instead of trying to hit it straight across, Groth came over to the far left side of the court and just got it inside the left sideline.
That's her first kill of the match for Hannah Groth.
Johnson Brock up by three now. 13-10, they lead it here in the second set. Hosing with the set to the near side. She sets it up there for Wemhoff. Wemhoff gets the kill. And the point goes to North Fork Catholic. There's Clara Heller back into the lineup, replacing Hannah Groth for Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock leading set number two, 13-11. This is the third place consolation game, Class C2, Nebraska State Volleyball Tournament. Buckmeyer! Ottoman caught him sleeping. Buckmeyer, they thought she was going to set Ottoman. Now, Buckmeyer's been able to get away with that several times over Pinnacle Bank Arena earlier this week. Yeah. This is the first time this afternoon she's able to do it here at North Star. Point there for Buckmeyer with a little dink, just got it over the net. 14-11, your score, Johnson Brock. Now 14-12, Johnson Brock up by two.
Waterier got the kill for Norfolk Catholic there in the middle of the floor, hit it through the block and hit the floor on the Eagle side.
It'll be Reese Timmerman serving. Back row now is Meske, Heller, and Weiss waiting to receive this one. They take it to the far side to Meske. Over to Buckmeyer. Set to Ottoman. Boy, they're doing a good job of digging Ottoman. Sits out on that back. There's a great block by Ottoman. They'll try again on the far side. And they click into the near. Ottoman comes over to Pelican for the set. They block Pelican back. And the point goes to North Fork Catholic. 14-13. The lead is one for Johnson Brock here in the second set. Reese Timmerman continues to serve for North Fork Catholic. Nebraska State volleyball action on Sunny 101.3. Glad to have you with us this afternoon. There's a set for Pelican, who got it down on the far side. There's going to be a net violation. Yep. and it'll be Point Johnson Brock. That brings Brooklyn Barons back onto the floor. Chloe Weiss will take a breather. Brooklyn Barons comes in to play that front row when Chloe Weiss, out of the back row, rotates up here. All right, serving is Taryn Ottoman. Just barely cleared the net. That's a hard one to play. Hosing with a nice set. Free ball comes across to Ottoman. Pass to Meyer. Set to Pelican on the near side. Pelican got the kill. Pelican's got a way of trying to kind of thread that that swing between the defenders there. How many is that for Daly?
Six kills now. It's a very good job of her getting the ball through the hands of the block there and onto the floor for the Eagle point.
16-13. Johnson Brock maintaining a three-point lead here in the second set. They lead one set to none. Hosing with a set to Jensen. That's way long, and that was swung on and hit way back by Ansley Waters. Waters put a little too much gunpowder behind that one, and it ended up outside the back line. 17-13, a four-point lead now for Johnson Brock. Taryn Ottoman on the serve. Ottoman gets it into the back row to the near side with the swing here. Comes Sid Wattier. Now Ottoman from the back row. Oh, almost took somebody's head off. Weiss, forward to Buckmeyer. Set to Pelican again. Pelican's going to get it again. They had a violation into the net. Pelican didn't get it down, but she's drawn those girls up into the net trying to block her, and she gets the point.
Norfolk Catholic's playing very close to the net here, and when they turn around after attempting to block, they're getting into the net.
18-13, Johnson Brock with their biggest lead of this set, up by five, Taryn Ottoman serving. They'll set Waters. Ooh, Waters put one down. It came right to Dalton Knipperwire on the touch.
Almost that one. A little out of my reach. Tall person, but I couldn't get that one.
Yeah, Dalton Knipperwire with the near touch here on the left side. 18-14. The lead is now four for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Back serving is Wattier. Weiss receives. Forward. Set to Barons. I think she got a touch, didn't she? Yes, she did.
It was in.
Barons. She has got such a quick move.
She threaded the needle there. She was all the way over to the near side here on the left side of the court, right next to the antenna, and put the ball down right between the antenna and the blockers on the line.
Her arm speed is just ridiculous on that. Here's an ace serve by Buckmeyer. They couldn't dig it out. It went out of bounds as they tried to pick it up. Buckmeyer with the ace. 19-14. Johnson Brock up by five now. Eagles lead it. 5-5, Buckmeyer drops it on the right lane, right side, in the middle. Right side hitter, couldn't get it down. Now they'll come to the middle with it. A little free ball comes across. Ottoman bumps it up to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer with a set to Barons. Barons couldn't get that one down. Gross is over there, and she should have let that one go. It was headed out.
It would have been close, but.
Yeah. I think Hannah realized it.
Yeah.
She tried to save that one, and it ends up going over the net off of her out of bounds. She's smiling about it. They're all of her teammates are there to reassure you're okay. 20-15, Johnson Brock by five. Now serving here is going to be Mallory Wolf. And there's Growth. Puts it across Ottoman. Now back again it comes to Growth. Set to the left side. That's Wemhoff. Buckmeyer, a set for Pelican. Pelican over the block, through the block, but picked up in the back row. Swing from the other side, Ottoman. Passes forward, Buckmeyer. Set Barons. Barons got it down.
Wow.
Love to watch Brooklyn Barons play in the front row, don't you?
Yeah.
What a great job. She's just the perfect definition of role player there as a senior. She comes in, plays that front row, does what she does well, and she's just given Johnson Brock a six-point lead, 21-15. Pelican is serving, and she'll get an ace serve. Nice timing there, Daly Pelican, for the sophomore to come up with the ace.
I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen a timeout from Norfolk Catholic here. I'm not sure if they have one.
I don't know, but
22-15,
Johnson Brock starting to take charge of this set. They won the first one 26-24. This is Pelican serving. She had an ace a minute ago. That's Jansen. Jansen brings it forward. Oh, great job by Weiss. They get it to Buckmeyer, who puts the free ball across, gives it back to Norfolk Catholic. For the Knights, a swing from the left side. Buckmeyer going to set it up to Growth. Growth got blocked back. Good block by Jansen. Jansen got up and blocked that one, Kinsey. She's a six-footer and a senior, and she makes that size be known in there occasionally. Now in to serve for Norfolk Catholic is Kinsey Chandler. Chandler is back to serve. 22-16. Johnson Brock by six. Here in set number two, they lead one set to none. Chandler picked up in the back row by Weiss. The set goes to Groth on the right side. Groth almost dropped it there in front of the back row, but they got to it. Oh, tough swing there. Not able to block it was Metzke. And getting the kill was Wattier. 22-17. Johnson Brock's lead trimmed to five now here in this second set. And again, serving is Kinsey Chandler, 5'9 sophomore. Chandler at the service line. Back row, Weiss, forward to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer set Metzke. Oh, just out on the back line. Close. Metzke just out on the backside.
Eagles have a 4-point lead here, but they were up by as many as 7, I believe. And in the last set, Norfolk Catholic came back from down, I would say, about the same amount to tie it at 24.
Yeah, made it tight, so they want to finish this one up here. Weiss receives the serve in the back, the set to Groth. Groth with a long across the court swing and got away with it.
Yeah,
Hannah Groth was off balance when she hit that one, almost falling down, and the ball went floating to the far left corner. Somebody reached out and touched it, and she got a kill.
Yeah, her second one now for the match.
You don't get stop points on this. A kill is a kill, right?
Yeah.
That was nice. 23-25, Johnson Brock by five. Weiss is serving. Set to the near side, putting it across is Carney.
Oh.
And Johnson Brock not able to handle that one. Carney is going to get the kill for Norfolk Catholic. Back to a 4-point lead. But Johnson Brock inching ever closer to that 25 it takes to win it. They're up 23-19. Serving is Hannah Hosing. Hosing to the back row. Pelican receive. Passes forward to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer with a set for Ottoman. Ottoman got the kill. It's down in the back row. Ottoman found it just inside the back line in the left corner.
She's up to 9 kills now. Ottoman is starting off pretty hot here. I guess not starting off. We're midway through the match, but she's leading Johnson Brock with 9 kills now.
Set point for Johnson Brock, 24-19. Serving is Groth. Hosing sets to the near side. Ball is blocked. There's Weiss to flip it to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer was set to Metzke. Metzke with the kill. Metzke got the kill and the set. Johnson Brock takes set number two, 25-19. The Johnson Brock Eagles take the set. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout. 2 minutes. We're back on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Danny Anholtz owns and operates Spring Creek Seamless, offering seamless gutters and roofing on all residential and commercial property. Danny offers free estimates and is licensed and insured as your local roofing and guttering expert in southeast Nebraska. Call Spring Creek Seamless of Johnson at 402-613-7323 today.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning in Johnson, Nebraska invites you to stop by for great coffee and unique flavors, plus boosted energy teas and breakfast items. Start your days right at Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning. Open Monday through Saturday mornings and Tuesday through Friday after school on Main Street in Johnson, Nebraska.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday. Stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
Stono Drug is proud to serve Auburn and surrounding communities with dependable, friendly, and local pharmacy services. Stono Drug also offers vaccines and can help with Medicare health and prescription drug plans. See pharmacist Colby Haynes and staff at Stono Drug, your locally owned and full-service pharmacy in Auburn.
Hall Funeral Chapel, a full-service funeral home offering services, monument sales, and cremations with ownership in Southeast Nebraska Crematory. You will find compassionate friends that assist families from every walk of life to create a unique ceremony, no matter how big or small, that reflects on your loved one's life. Hall Funeral Chapel, with locations in Falls City, Auburn, and Johnson, works to spare your family any unnecessary pain. Call owner and funeral director Todd Deerberger 24 hours a day at 274-3131 or 245-3131.
Sunny 101.3.
High School ready to move to third set action. question. Johnson Brock won set number one, 26-24. They took set number two, 25-19. And here we go in the third set. Serve received. Here's the set to Meske. Oh, it comes right back to Meske on the block. And the point goes to Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights get the first point of the third set. In serving, Hannah Hosing, 5-4 senior to serve it. Back row is Pelican, Weiss, and Meske. Weiss receives it. Set goes to Hannah Groth on the far right side. She got it down the line. Hannah Groth with a great chop right down the right side. The 5-5 junior, the right side hitter, came through there big time.
Now her third kill.
And we're even at one set apiece. Johnson Brock leads two sets to none. Only four teams in Class C2 still playing. Lincoln Lutheran won the championship earlier this afternoon over at the Devaney Center. Here we're playing for the third place honors. There's a nice block by Groth, but it goes off the block and out of bounds on the right line. So the point goes to Norfolk Catholic. 2-1, the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. They came in here 29-5. Both of these teams have had a great year. Serving from the back line, Aspen Fisher. Here's a set, comes back to Weiss. Meske's there. Great job by Buckmeyer to pick with an up. Set to Waters across the way. Great job by Pelican to get a hand under, but couldn't quite handle it. It goes out of bounds. Ansley Waters with the kill. She's the right side hitter over there for the Knights. Makes it 3-1, Norfolk Catholic here in the third set. Johnson Brock took the first two. There's Pelican with an up that comes up to Buckmeyer. Set to Ottoman.
Double.
Yep, that'll be a double touch, double hit. Point Johnson Brock.
Eagle got away with it there. Buckmeyer's set went over the net and Waters touched it twice trying to get it back up out of the net.
Yeah. It was a nice thought, but you can't do that. 3-2, Norfolk Catholic by one. Hannah Groth serving. That's Waters on the far side. They set. Nice pick up there. Nice up by Weiss.
Oh.
And Buckmeyer managed to get one over, dumped it in the face of Ansley Waters, and Waters couldn't get it up.
That's Buckmeyer's second kill now.
Yeah, she's sneaky about that.
Yeah.
Brooke, I'll put that across when you least expect it. There's Groth serve, goes to the back row. Hosing sets Jansen to the near side.
Oh.
Groth not able to handle Jansen's swing, and the ball gets away on the back line. Despite a great effort by Pelican to try and chase that one down, she just couldn't get there, and the point goes to Norfolk Catholic. 4-3 now, Norfolk Catholic up by a point in this third set. Keep in mind, Johnson Brock leads it two sets to none. Serving is Reese Timmerman, just a freshman again. Timmerman to the back row. Heller is there. Clara puts it forward to Buckmeyer. Set to Ottoman. Ottoman got blocked here on the left side. Point Norfolk Catholic. Knights are not going to go away here,
no,
though.
Not at all.
These are two very good volleyball teams, or they wouldn't still be playing on Saturday afternoon of the state tournament. Reese Timmerman to serve. Timmerman with the jump serve, of course. And that one's going to be out on the left edge. Service error on Reese Timmerman. Point, Johnson Brock.
You like to take any point you can get from another team's service error, but you certainly don't like to cause a service error.
5-4 now. Johnson Brock down by one. Set to Jansen in the middle, and it's out. She swung too far to the left, just outside the left line. Point Johnson Brock. That's bringing Coach Kara Williams up off the bench, shouting instructions to her girls. Serving is Charlotte Metzke. Metzke puts it to the center back row. On the near side, there's a great block, a big swing by Wattier. And I think Ottoman and Pelican were both there on the block. Wattier was trying to get it down. It came back in her face. She couldn't handle it. Point goes to Johnson Brock. Eagles on top now here in the third set, 6-5. Metzke to serve in the back row. Metzke brings it forward. Water chases it down in the corner to Hosing. There's an up by Weiss. Ottoman going to set it across to, they got away with one there, maybe. I'm not sure if Pelican got that inside the antenna.
Line judge will serve it.
Yeah, okay. There's Ottoman's swing. Boy, the girls are playing some great defense. Good shot there by Pelican to get it across and get the kill. Daly Pelican, I said it yesterday, she's just an athlete. That's
what,
That's, you just describe her as an athlete. I think you put her on a softball field. She can pitch. She can catch. Probably play shortstop. All right. Metzke to serve here for Johnson Brock. Eagles up by two. That went almost into the net. Waters got it back across. And again, here's the quick set. Goes to Ottoman, and she puts it down. That back set, when Buckmeyer and Ottoman get together, a pair of seniors. Timeout taken. We'll take a one-minute break on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
As we head into cold and flu season, Nemaha County Hospital has a few reminders to keep you and your family healthy. First, wash those hands often. Soap and water are your best defense against germs. Second, make sure you get your flu shot for added protection. And third, staying well hydrated, getting plenty of rest, and eating a balanced diet can keep your immune system strong. If you're feeling under the weather, stay home to prevent spreading germs to others. Let's keep our community healthy this season. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action here in the third set. Here's Ottoman with a swing. Goes to the back row, dug out by Hosing. Out of the near side, Waters across. It's going to drop on the back line, and the point goes to Norfolk Catholic. We're in set number three. Johnson Brock is up by 2, 8-6. The Eagles won the first two sets. Johnson Brock took set number one, 26-24. Set number two, 25-19. And now it's an 8-6 Johnson Brock lead in this third set. Serving Sid Wattier. Wattier serve. There's Metzke to pick it up in the back row. Pass to forward and to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer sets Ottoman, and Ottoman dropped it down between two defenders right on the right side at the net. All right, Chloe Weiss takes a breather. Here comes Brooklyn Behrens back in to play front row for Johnson Brock. Eagles up by 3, 9-6. They drop it to the back row. Serving there was Ottoman. They'll set it in the middle of Waters. Free ball comes across. Pass to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer sets Behrens. Got it blocked. Behrens with the up. Now Buckmeyer sets it to Pelican on the near side. Pelican hits it hard off the block, but it goes into the air. They save it, and the set comes to the far side. There's a Clara Heller to dig it out. Pass comes forward. Buckmeyer sets Behrens. Buckmeyer now going to set Pelican on the near side. Pelican almost drops it down. Great dig in the back row. There's Jansen, brings it back across. Now Ottoman serves it. There's Behrens giving him a free ball and another set for Norfolk Catholic. Huge swing up and a kill for Wemoff on the near side. Check that. That was Danny Carney that got that one. Carney with the kill. 9-7. The lead is 2 for Johnson Brock. Looks like back serving is Mallory Wolf once again. Wolf to serve. And that's going to be out. Service error. Point Johnson Brock. Eagles would like to go home with the third place hardware here. That would look nice in the trophy case back at Johnson.
Yeah.
2024 Girls State Volleyball Tournament Class C2. Oh, there's a serve to the back row. Might have been out. They played it anyway. Free ball comes back to Johnson Brock. Buckmeyer flips it up to Ottoman. Ottoman with a set to Pelican. Pelican nearly got the kill there. They've dug Pelican out a couple of times. And again, this time set to Behrens. Behrens off the block. They chase it down. Free ball comes back to Weiss. Weiss, Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer sets Pelican. Pelican on the back row. Got it down. Daley Pelican found the hole on the back row between two defenders. That was just inside the back line.
Very balanced attack here for Johnson Brock. Pelican now has 8 kills. Ottoman leads with 11. Meschke also has 8. And Brooklyn Behrens will add on 4.
So they're kind of spreading the ball around here. 11-7, your score. Johnson Brock by 4. Set number 3, they lead 2-0. Brooklyn Buckmeyer serving. Buckmeyer serve is returned. That's going to go off of ice. They try to chase it down. They look for a free ball, and they're going to get it. That was incredible defense by Johnson Brock. There's a swing that's going to be out. Point Johnson Brock.
Oh, the Eagles love that one. Wow. What a momentum change.
Gotta love seeing these seniors playing together out here. They know this is their last volleyball game of their high school career.
This is a bigger gym, and Ottoman got that save back from beyond the baseline.
Yeah, she had. She'd have been out the door, Johnson, trying to chase that one. Way down deep, chasing it down. There's a swing from the right side, picked up by Weiss. forward to... And now getting it across is going to be Ottoman. Ottoman with the kill once again. Timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. Here's a set for Pelican with the swing. Doesn't go. Barons with the up. Buckmeyer not able to get to it. The ball falls on the Johnson Brock side, and the point goes to Norfolk Catholic. We're going to try something a little different here this afternoon. Hopefully, when this one wraps up, we're going to try and talk with some of the seniors on this Johnson Brock volleyball team. We'll have to talk with the coaching staff and see if we can manage to get them up here and talk with us.
Oh, I'm sure we can.
They have a medals presentation, and they got to pick up a trophy first, but we don't want to count our chickens before they're hatched here. We still got some volleyball to play. All right, the swing comes on the left side there, picked up in the back row by Ottoman. Buckmeyer with a set to Pelican. Pelican with a little dink, tried to find the donut hole, couldn't get it down. There's a block, and an up by Groth. They're going to call two hits on Behrens. That makes it 13-8, Johnson Brock. 13-9, rather. Johnson Brock up by four. They do lead it 2-0. As I said, we got a lot of volleyball to play yet. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. But serving now for Norfolk Catholic is Kinsey Chandler. That's Hannah Groth with receive in the back. Now they set Groth out of the back row. Groth dumped it into the middle. Doesn't go. That's going to come up short of the net. And the point goes to Johnson Brock. The Eagles will take that one any way they can. Here's Kenzie Jensen back in now to play. Back onto the floor. And in the back row is going to be Hannah Hosing. Serving is Daly Pelican for Johnson Brock. Here's Pelican serve. Oh, into the net. Service error. Comes away shaking her head. I love the way the girls always rally around any one of the girls when they hang their head up.
Yeah.
They teamwork. That's what it takes. So now Hannah Hosing has a chance to serve. For Norfolk Catholic, Johnson Brock up by 4, 14-10 here in set number 3. Buckmeyer gets the pass, sets to Behrens. Behrens just hammered one at him, and they may get a free ball back. Yes, they will. Free ball comes to Pelican in the back. Set to Buckmeyer. Metzke. Oh, Metzke got blocked. They're still trying to keep it alive, and Metzke couldn't get to it on the near side. The point goes to Norfolk Catholic. 14-11, Johnson Brock's lead down to 3 now. My name is Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Dalton Knippelmeyer helping out on the color and the stats here, sitting next to us. Here's a service error that's going to be long by Hannah Hosing. And Chloe Weiss exercised some great judgment there, letting that one go. She sensed it was close to the back line, and it was out.
A little too much muscle on that one.
Point comes to Johnson Brock, 15-11. Lady Eagles up by 4. There's Weiss into the back row, finds Hosing, they go to Jansen, and up into the back row, and a free ball comes put across by Metzke. Again, they'll set to the near side to Wemoff. There's Pelican to get it. Set comes to Ottoman. Ottoman just tips it across. They got that one picked out. Hosing forward to the left side, and it's going to drop in the middle. Point goes to Norfolk Catholic. It's not over yet. Don't go away. Don't leave your radio here, folks. We're hoping the Johnson Brock Eagles can hang in there and get the third place honors in this 2024 tournament. They're well on their way with winning sets 1 and 2, but this little bit of a challenge here in this third set now. There's Metzke trying to tip one in. She can't get it down on the try for the kill. Now Waters with a swing. And up by Buckmeyer comes to Weiss. Weiss is going to set Metzke. Metzke, a cross-court swing, won't go down. Waters was over there to dig it out. Here's the return that goes wide to the left, and the point goes to Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock up now by 4, 16-12. Here in the third set, they lead 2-0. It's Hannah Groth to serve. Groth puts it to Waters in the back. Waters gets it forward to Jansen. There's a swing by Wemhoff. Now they're going to set Metzke. Metzke got it down with the kill. Charlotte Metzke dropped that one down. Charlotte Metzke's 5'7". She's a junior. Came into the tournament with 183 kills, so it's not a surprise that Metzke's able to put that one down. Now Groth is going to serve for Johnson Brock. They set Wemhoff in the middle, and she says that's enough of that nonsense, and she puts a big kill down. Jansen will come out of the ballgame, and in replacing Jansen is Haven Brummer for Norfolk Catholic. 17-13, Johnson Brock up by 4. Glad you joined us this afternoon for Saturday afternoon volleyball here on Sunny 101.3. Great to have all the Johnson Brock fans tune in with us this afternoon. Here's Buckmeyer is going to set Charlotte Metzke. A nice block with a great up by Heller. Oh, and a free ball that's going to be long across the back line. It's out of bounds, and the point goes to Norfolk Catholic.
Yeah, Pelican got that one a little too strong there. I think Metzke actually got it off the top of her head, and Pelican had to get it over quick there.
All right, serving now is going to be Reese Timmerman. Timmerman just cleared the net. Great job by Pelican for the up. Set to Ottoman with the swing off the top of the block, and she'll get the kill. How many is that for Karen Ottoman?
13 kills.
Oh, she had, I think, 14 or 15 the first game on Thursday.
Yeah, she had 14 Thursday.
She's had quite a tournament here. Adding them up. 18-14, Johnson Brock by 4 in set number 3. Metzke to serve. It's blocked back by Ottoman on the try for the kill in the middle. And the point's going to go to Johnson Brock. They got into the net. Ottoman was there to block it, and I think she just intimidated Waters.
Yeah.
And Waters got her elbow tangled up in the netting. 19-14, Johnson Brock by 5 now. They're 6 points away from going home with the third-place honors here. Serving Charlotte Metzke with an ace serve. Metzke got the ace, dropped it right in front of Reese Timmerman here on the near side. They couldn't get under it. Timmerman not able to handle that serve from Metzke. They got the ace. Quite a discussion. I wonder what they're talking about. The Johnson Brock coaches here, they're having a group meeting. They're in the heat of battle. They're up 2-0. They're leading the third set 20-14, and they're meeting.
It's not over yet.
No, but looked like a real sense of urgency. Oh, there's an ace serve by Charlotte Metzke, and that entire bench up here for Johnson Brock. Look at this celebration we're doing here. I'm not sure how you describe that little celebration. They're all lined up like a locomotive.
Charlotte's mom is over here taking stats, and she's looking at us like,
good stuff. There's a block by Ottoman. Got it down. Blocked it right back in the girl's face, and the point to Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock Eagles up now by 8, 22-14, set number 3. They lead it by 8. Metzke continues to serve, dropped it right in front of Timmerman again. Ooh, that was a nice ball tipped away into the backcourt. Across, free ball put across by Buckmeyer. Now to the near side. That's Wemhoff with the swing, and she'll get it down on the near side. Or check that Wadier, rather. Yeah. I get those two turned around. They look alike out there to me. It's going to be Sid Wadier with the kill, and now Wadier will go back to serve. 22-15, lead of 7 for Johnson Brock. In set number 3, they lead 2-0, if you're just checking in with us. There's Clara Heller. Pass comes forward to Pelican. Pelican gets it across the net. From the near side, they got it down. He'll go to Mallory Wolf. Wolf with the kill. Norfolk Catholic does not want to go away. They came in here 29-5. They're used to winning volleyball matches, and they find themselves down here 2-0, trailing 22-16. There's a Metzke, passes forward. Buckmeyer set to Ottoman. Boy, they made that look easy.
We'll just give Ottoman her 14th kill now.
All right. When Ottoman can get a swing on that set as the ball's going up, instead of waiting for it to go up and come down, she just takes the quick set and pounds it. And I think she just really catching Norfolk Catholic not a little bit on their heels, not ready for it.
Yeah.
23-16, Johnson Brock 2 points away. There's a Joust at the net, and into the net is North Fork Catholic.
We have match point.
Point Johnson Brock. Match point coming up. Again, we invite you folks, don't go away at the end of the broadcast. Stay with us. We're going to try and get the Johnson Brock girls to come up and visit with us. So please stay with us for the post game. These seniors need some recognition. They deserve to be talked to here. Taryn Ottoman serving. This is set point and match point. Touched by Ottoman, and she knows that if she'd have let that one go, the third place hardware was headed back to Johnson Brock.
Yeah,
that one would have been out.
I love
Coach Kara Williams' reaction over here.
Yeah.
She's just smiling from ear to ear like, why'd you do that?
Senior mistake.
24-17 now. Here we go. Price digs it out. Comes over to Behrens. Behrens got blocked to the point. Comes down on the Johnson Brock side. Point goes to Norfolk Catholic. 24-18. This will be the third match point now for Johnson Brock. Third match point. Serving Mallory Wolf to the back row. Pass comes forward to Buckmeyer. The set's going to be to Behrens. I think
it's
a touch.
Yep.
Point. There it is. Set and match point. Johnson Brock takes third place in the 2024 Nebraska State Volleyball Tournament Class C2. Set number three goes to the Eagles, 25-18. They win it in three. We'll take a two-minute break here. Stay with us for the postgame show. We're going to have the awards and medals presentation, the presentation of the trophy, and then, of course, we will also try and get the girls up here to visit with them. That'll all be coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City offer amazing Mexican food with the freshest ingredients, plus tasty drinks all served with the fast and friendly service. El Portel strives to provide the best south of the border experience to all guests in a family atmosphere. Make your next meal a fiesta at El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
Stono Drug is proud to serve Auburn and surrounding communities with dependable, friendly, and local pharmacy services. Stono Drug also offers vaccines and can help with Medicare health and prescription drug plans. See pharmacist Colby Haynes and staff at Stono Drug, your locally owned and full-service pharmacy in Auburn.
Sunny 101.3.
At Lincoln North Star High School, where your Johnson Brock Eagles have just captured third place honors in the 2024 Nebraska State Volleyball Class C2 Volleyball Tournament. Well, Dalton, you've been along here on the ride for all 3 days. It's been quite a week of volleyball. We look back and recap this a little bit. Johnson Brock had to open this tournament with Oakland Craig. Now, the backstory on that is they played Oakland Craig a week earlier in the districts and got swept pretty badly. They were defeated soundly. So they had a pretty tall order ahead of them when they got to the state tournament. What do? They came out and made a great statement. They took set number one against Oakland Craig, 25-19, and that had us feeling pretty good about ourselves. But then Oakland Craig came battling back and they really put it on the Johnson Brock girls. Set two, they took 25-16. Set three was even worse. It was 25-14.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you, I was starting to have my doubts at that point on how this was going to go. I think I said to you, I think maybe by winning set number one, the girls made Oakland Craig mad. And
I would say so.
So what does they do? They came back in the fourth set, Johnson Brock, that is, and got a squeaker. They got the win 25-23, went on to set number five and captured it 15-11. That moved them into the semifinals against Thayer Central. A little bit surprised there. Well, I shouldn't say surprised. I was happy for the girls, but I really wasn't expecting a sweep.
Yesterday, yeah.
And that's what they put together, and they put together in convincing manner.
Yeah.
That sweep went 25-20, 25-21.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday they came out strong, and they were up 14-4 to start the game, and then it was like we were watching a whole different team.
Yeah. It was an adventure out there. Kind of an emotional moment out here right now as the girls are receiving their medals from Coach Kara Williams. You heard just a moment of kind of silence in the gym as everybody just taking in the emotions of it. Anyway, they got Thayer Central in three. And then I came back here this afternoon and faced off with Norfolk Catholic. Keep in mind, again, we're playing in C2 now. We've moved up a notch. And then that's why you're facing people you've never played before, like Norfolk Catholic. And they got the win. The first one was tough, 26-24, 25-19 is set two. And set three, 25-18. And Johnson Brock are your third-place winners here in the 2024 volleyball tournament. The girls receiving their medals out here. We're going to have the presentation of the trophy in a minute, and then we're going to try and get them over here for an interview. We'll take another two-minute timeout. Be back with more coverage of the state volleyball tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Danny Anholtz owns and operates Spring Creek Seamless, offering seamless gutters and roofing on all residential and commercial property. Danny offers free estimates and is licensed and insured as your local roofing and guttering expert in southeast Nebraska. Call Spring Creek Seamless of Johnson at 402-613-7323 today.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning in Johnson, Nebraska invites you to stop by for great coffee and unique flavors, plus boosted energy teas and breakfast items. Start your days right at Sunnyside Coffee, Teas, and Tanning. Open Monday through Saturday mornings and Tuesday through Friday after school on Main Street in Johnson, Nebraska.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Even know what to say. It's just such an amazing feeling, and I'm just so glad that I got to be with these girls.
I said during the broadcast, you're the ultimate role player. You came in, played front row only. I've never seen anybody make so much, make the most out of your opportunities. When you do get in there, you come away with kills on a regular basis. What are you thinking about your teammates and how it's gone all these years? Do you just kind of get you meshed together where you know what's going to happen?
Yeah, exactly that. And, like, I've always tried to been, like, the energizer buddy person, so I always try to, like, bring the energy and keep everybody hyped. So that's always been, like, my role, and I just want to keep doing that for everyone else.
And just keep going and going.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping here. Let's pass the headsets on down now to Chloe Weiss, and we'll get Chloe to come on with us. We're going to talk with Chloe Weiss. She's feeling kind of emotional. We'll take a 60-second timeout. We'll come back in 1 minute and have Chloe Weiss on here on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both. Custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added. Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
Stop in at Johnson Grocery for convenient shopping, offering fresh produce and fresh luncheon meats and cheeses from the deli case. Call Johnson Grocery at 402-868-3145 to order a deli tray for your next event. Open 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 2 on Saturdays. That's Johnson Grocery at 201 Main Street, Johnson, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back once again to Lincoln North Star High School, where the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles have just captured the third place honors in the 2024 State Volleyball Tournament Class C2. Very pleased now to have with us, coming by to talk with us, Chloe Weiss, another of the seniors. Chloe, I visited with your coach in the pregame show, and she talked about senior leadership and how proud she was of the job that you girls did in leading this team. Talk about what that was like with the underclassmen.
I've always tried to build a strong, like, relationship with my underclassmen because I've always wanted them to, like, look up to me and trust me and come to me when they're struggling. So me and, like, the rest of my seniors, we've all really stepped up this year to lead our team here.
Now, you've been playing as a libero. I see another name here, Kinley Weiss. What was it like having a little sister there? That had to be special.
Yeah, that was really great. I was always looking forward to, like, my last year playing because I knew she was going to be on the same team as me. And just to, like, end it here with her really means a lot.
I really wasn't trying to make you cry. Congratulations. Thanks for stopping by. Let's pass the headsets over here now to Taryn Ottoman. Thank you, Chloe. Taryn Ottoman, another of the seniors here on the Johnson-Brock team. And, Taryn, I'll tell you, if you could get a life sentence for all the kills you got out there. What a great job. We had you, I think, with 14 or 15 on Thursday. How many you got today, was it? I think 15 again today? 14 today. Congratulations on your play at the net.
Thank you.
Would you reflect just for a minute, if you would, about these girls you've been playing with and the seniors?
They mean a lot to me. It's always been great playing with a libero and a setter and then me hitting because we get those connections and we've been playing with each other since third grade, so we know a lot about each other, and it's really nice to finish it off with a win.
Well, we saw an especially emotional moment when you went back and you guys saved one that was way out of bounds back here, and I saw you seniors hugging each other. I think at that point you pretty well knew you had this thing wrapped up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great time. Final thoughts on this season. I know you're probably thinking about volleyball right now, but the basketball season's coming quick, isn't it?
Yep, we're ready to get back here for basketball, too, and to finish it.
All right, well, congratulations. Thanks for coming by to see us.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we're going to pass the headsets over here, and we're going to see if we can get Brooklyn Buckmeyer on. Brooklyn?
Hi.
Congratulations, young lady.
Thanks, Randy.
You know, you're fun to watch out there. We talked about senior leadership with your coach during the pregame show, and you certainly fit that role. It's fun to watch you girls kind of pick up some of the upperclassmen. Talk about that relationship with the young kids.
Yeah, I just really think our group of seniors this year really made a huge impact on the team with picking everybody up when we're down. That plays a huge role in volleyball. Volleyball is definitely a mind game, and picking everybody up is really –
One of the things that impressed me about what you girls were able to do, you went up to Oakley Craig.
Yeah.
And you got whipped.
Yeah, we did.
You got swept. And honestly, that made everybody kind of shake their head when you saw you were going to play them again in the state tournament. We went, oh, no, that's who just beat us. You guys came and made a statement, 25-19 in that first set. And then they put it on you again. It was 25-16, 25-14.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, my friend, at that point I was thinking, uh-oh, we made them bad. Somehow, you guys, what did you say to one another at that point? I'm going clear back to Thursday. I know there's been a lot of water under the bridge, but what were you saying to your teammates at that point?
I think we all just realized that if we didn't pull our stuff together, we would have not had any more games together. And our team is so bonded this year throughout the whole season. We just all came together and worked hard.
And after you got past them in five, boy, then you cruised right along. You took Thayer Central out in three and then got Norfolk Catholic in three and... You guys got moved up to C2. Was that talked about a lot? I mean, was that an issue for you guys? Did you think about that much, or did you just play the cards you were dealt?
We kind of played the cards, but a bunch of people definitely doubted us, and look what we did. So definitely make a huge impact.
I got to ask you now, you've had every bit of, 5 minutes to celebrate this third place here. You got to be thinking a little bit about the basketball season.
Yep.
Tell me what you think's coming there. Are you going to try and get back up here?
Yes, going to come right back.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, a really neat moment for me, and I want to share this with our listeners on the air, folks. When the girls came out to warm up this afternoon, they came by and said, Randy, the seniors want to take a picture with you.
Yep.
People ask me, why do you keep doing this after 53 years? That's why.
We love Randy.
That was very special, and I really appreciate you guys doing that. That'll get hung up on the wall next to some others that don't like it, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations on the third place finish. We'll look forward to basketball season, okay?
Thank you.
All right. That's Brooklyn Buckmeyer stopping by to visit with us, another of the seniors at Johnson Brock. We're going to step aside and take another 2 minute timeout. We'll be back with more of our postgame show on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City offer amazing Mexican food with the freshest ingredients, plus tasty drinks all served with the fast and friendly service. El Portel strives to provide the best south of the border experience to all guests in a family atmosphere. Make your next meal a fiesta at El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop for breakfast, pizza, daily lunch specials, and other convenience items, plus fuel and vehicle service work, and even handy hardware items. Johnson Quick Stop has been the go-to spot for Johnson area residents. Open Monday through Saturday, stop in on Main Street for whatever you or your vehicle needs are at Johnson Quick Stop.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you here at Lincoln North Star High School for a final word on this volleyball tournament. Before we wrap it up here, Dalton, we can't stop without taking time out to acknowledge and say a great big thank you to all of the folks that helped make this state tournament volleyball action possible. Our sponsors included Johnson Grocery, Pelican's Meat Processing, Blaine Behrens, your State Farm agent in Auburn and Tecumseh, also Sunnyside Drinks and Tanning in Johnson, as well as the Hall Mortuary Funeral Chapel, Johnson Quick Stop, Lunsman Realty, Also joining us for the broadcast was Stoner Drug in Auburn, Spring Creek Gutters and Roofing, Danny Anholtz in Johnson, El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City, as well as the Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn. Also, the Nemaha County Hospital, the Auburn State Bank, the Auburn Auto Center, Auburn Insurance, and the Johnson County Hospital. Say thanks to all of those folks if you've enjoyed our live coverage of state tournament volleyball. Dalton Knippelmeyer, you've been sitting alongside with me here for 3 days of volleyball. Your final thoughts on this third-place finish for Johnson Rock?
Well, first of all, thanks to the sponsors. I thought it was very cool of all the Johnson businesses to get in on this and support the team, but I was just very impressed from this Eagles team. You know, a lot of people doubted them from going from D1 to C2. And going into Thursday night, there wasn't a lot of people that thought they could pull off the upset, considering they got swept, I mean, not pretty bad 10 days before.
Yeah, they sure did.
But they defied the odds and got the 5-set win in PBA. And like one of the girls said, they kind of just realized, oh, I don't want this to be my last game left with all my girls I've grown up with for so long and played with. And then yesterday, it didn't go. They started good, didn't go the way they wanted it to. But they come back today and look strong.
I love Brooklyn Buckmeyer's comment. People started to doubt us. She said, so look what we did.
Yeah. I think the girls use it as motivation, really. I mean, anytime you hear somebody talk down in you, you
help but wonder now what the basketball season is going
to
hold.
I'm looking for this girls' team to come right back up here to Lincoln Estate. They fell up a little short last year. I mean, they were expected to get here, fell short. But they return most of their roster from last year.
Pretty good group of athletes, and I think they should do very well for us again with the basketball season.
Yes.
I want to remind all of our listeners in Nemaha County, while we have your attention, as you are well aware, the Auburn Bulldog football team is still in action. They had a big upset win that we brought to you on the air as they defeated Ashland Greenwood 20-19 last night. They advanced to the semifinals of the Class C1 state football playoffs. They will play the Wahoo Warriors next Friday night at 7 o'clock at Wahoo High School. I will have live play-by-play coverage of you for you of that game. We invite you to join us Friday night for Auburn Bulldog football. Yours truly will call the play-by-play. Mark Oliver is going to join me for the color commentary, and we're looking forward to that with the Auburn Bulldogs. So, again, thank you, Mr. Knippelmeyer.
Yeah.
Appreciate your help. That's about going to wrap it up for our coverage of state tournament volleyball from here in Lincoln for Dalton Knippelmeyer and MJ Evans, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios. I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final here. The Johnson-Brock Eagles sweep them 3-0 and take third-place honors in the C2 volleyball tournament. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to state tournament volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.